Yes. You just go straight from one to...
The trick is to add waves to the curve.
I think it's impossible to turn the circle inside out.
Yes.
There's light inside my body, but I won't let it flow.
Thank you.
devil knows, the devil's nose grows like Pinocchio's. And all my friends are going where the road goes, the road goes. The
break my
hitchhiker's thumb, don't wanna run
away.
There it goes, there it goes. I want it, I love it, I love it. Have none of it, of it, of it, of it, of it, of it. Break my, break my, of it, of it, of it. Break my, of it, break my.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song that played was Half Last Looped / The Devil Knows by Mormon Toasterhead off of their album Half Last Looped. Before that, New Window by Taupe off of their demo. Before that, Fruit by Ruff. R-U-G-H, however the heck you're supposed to say that, off of their album that I definitely know how to say, because it's called Rug, R-U-G. And before that, Top 10 by Fencing from their, EP single release called Dresses. And I think the two songs that appear on that are supposed to appear on an upcoming album. And they've released a third single from that. And that's a Winnipeg band, so something to pay attention to for the people in Thunder Bay. And everywhere else too, but for touring purposes. So Taupe. Taupe's playing a show this week here in Montreal. They're going to be playing alongside Perma, whom I've actually seen them play a show with before. It was my first time ever listening to Perma, and they're really terrific. A little bit more... I don't know, I'm just throwing out words, but more of an indie pop band. They're still like a post-punk band, Perma, but different edge than Taupe. But anyway, they're really terrific. I was really impressed by them when I saw them play. And they're all these guys are supposed to play alongside two other bands from New York City, Fraternal Twin and Wesley Wolf, and they both sound pretty good. So it's worth checking out. That's going to be at Blue Dog on the 11th, so... There's other stuff going on that night for me, but I hate it when there are multiple things going on at once. And there are, in fact, three things I'm interested in attending that night, which is not a problem I used to have. What an exciting world. I'm just losing it here. But I'm always excited when I see that Taupe is playing a show because it gives me an excuse to play their music on the show. On this show. Because normally I avoid replaying stuff, at least if it's not been, more than a year or something. But when it comes to Taupe, because I don't have any other music released, it's like forces me to go back to their demo, which I actually really like. And I am slightly frustrated by the fact that they don't have more music out, but I know they're working on an album, so I am patiently waiting for that to change. And there's the possibility of like a CJLO session with them in the future, so, there could be something that comes. But at the same time, there's also an excitement in seeing them play live, knowing that this is like the only time that I can really see the rest of their repertoire, let's say. And it does make it pretty special to see those shows, and especially because as they're working on an album and, continuing to make music, a new song will come out and be on stage. And there's something really cool about that. So Taupe is one of the bands that I've probably seen the most here in Montreal in the last year. So yeah, it's going to be on my mind if I do decide to skip that show come this Friday, I guess. Anyway, next up is a band called Sea Life Park.
To win around my eyes.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Last song was Beguiler by the band Learning off of their album Dirger. Before that, Fruit to Ripe by Twine off of New Old Horse. And the first of those three songs was Spare Key by Sea Life Park, one word, sometimes, off of their album Wildlife Documentary. I say sometimes because on Discogs, at least, they're labeled as Sea Life Park, C with an A. But in all the material I could find, like on their albums and then inside of their albums as well, it's stylized as one word, sometimes capitalized on the words that have been smushed together. Kind of funny. You can tell I have tons to say. Learning, how about that? I like that band. I like that album. I don't know. Actually, it doesn't seem they have an independent band camp, but that's a pretty sick album. And I know one of the guys behind that band is in a Montreal band called Bracelet. They used to have a demo out. Wasn't very... like, it was rushed. I spoke to them about it, and they said as much. But I know they have an album in the works, so... Bracelet from Montreal, keep an eye out for that. They do play shows. I saw them play one, I guess, back in the spring, late winter, and they were really good. I was quite impressed by them. It actually may have been the same show as Taupe and Perma. I can't really remember. But, yeah, Bracelet's really good. They're worth keeping an eye out for. And I still have a copy of their demo tucked away, even though they took it offline. It's kind of weird holding on to stuff like that. Anyway, more stuff's coming. Next up is going to be something from the band Cooking.